lovers walk. He acts while other men just talk. He looks at this world and wants it all. So he strikes like thunder. Success. His needs are more, so he gives less. They call him the winner who takes all, and he strikes.
Well, apologies if you were expecting to hear Booker T and the MGs this morning, but I did warn you last week that I'd be doing a special show, and so I am once we've got the technical sorted out. I'm Adrian Brown, and over the next 2 hours, you're going to be listening to hits from pop and rock's music's greatest decade, and even better than that, every man jack of them is British. Carry on, Tom.
Are all gone. Fight goes on and on and on, but he thinks that the fight is worth it all, so he strikes.
Oh, yes, the mighty Sir Tom Jones kicking things off for us there with the theme, Barry John Barry's theme song for the 1965 James Bond film, Thunderball. Yep. So here we go, 1960s. Yeah, what a decade. Beatlemania, Twiggy, that was the week that was. The Profumo scandal, Lady Chatterley's trial, the Cray twins, Private Eye magazine, the 1966 World Cup, Carnaby Street, Pirate Radio, Mods and Rockers, I'm Back in Britain, Cheap Holidays to Benidorm, Red Buses and E-Type Jags. Halcyon Days, of course. Now, I know that Britain didn't spend the whole of the decade swinging glorious Technicolor, and I'm equally sure that not all our memories are rose-tinted ones, but our music throughout the 60s was truly remarkable, and I've put together a playlist of tracks that I think really encapsulate the times. And if there are any artists or tracks here that you don't recognise, I guarantee you'll get your money back, and I can't say fairer than that. My choices are weighted towards the mid to late 60s because my musical memories of these years are stronger than those of the beginning of the decade. And also, it was really from 64, 65 onwards that we really stepped out of America's shadow and led rather than followed. And talking of leading, did somebody mention the Mods?
Shoes are made of leather, but I'm a substitute for love.
Excellent. The Who with Substitute, their fourth single, released in March 1966 and made it to number five in UK charts in the week of 14th of April. Keith Moon really laying into his drums there. Great stuff. Hands up everyone who remembers Ready, Steady, Go, the Friday evening ITV pop music that ran between 1963 and 66. Hands up. Yeah, Uncle Bob, of course, you're old enough. Current Mrs. Brown. Yeah, Val. Yeah, Bill. Yeah, I think that's about it. It was a really great early 60s through to mid 60s pop program on Friday nights, hosted by Kathy McGowan and boasting the tagline, "The weekend starts here." And every great act of those years was on the show. The Beatles, the Stones, the Kinks, the Supremes, the Beach Boys, Jimi Hendrix, Otis Redding, you name them, they were there. The Who appeared a record 18 times. RSG, as it was known, was particularly popular with mods who went there to be seen and to dance this absolutely brilliant chap.
Every evening, when all my days were pursued, I call my baby and ask her what's up with you. I miss her movies, but she don't seem to be dead. And then she asks me, why don't I come through her flat and have some supper and let the evening pass by. I'm making records, this is a groovy hi-fi. I say yeah, yeah, and that's what I say yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. When she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling still. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say, I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say, yeah, yeah. And turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, yeah, yeah. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say yeah, yeah.
Boom. Georgie Fame, my favourite mod artist with Yeah Yeah, my favourite mod track. Hit number one on the 20th of January, 1965. Just in case you just joined us, this is the 1960s show. All British, all hits, great stuff. Last week, 10cc were the subjects of my threesome. And here are the Yardbirds now with Heartful of Soul, which was written by the future 10cc bassist Graham Gouldman. And this was the Yardbirds' first single after Jeff Beck replaced Eric Clapton as lead guitarist. And along with the Beatles' Norwegian Wood and the Birds' Mr. Tambourine Man, it's recognised as one of the tracks that would pioneer the genre of psychedelic rock. In the UK, Columbia issued it on the 4th of June 1965, and it became a top 10 hit both here and across the pond. Heartful of Soul. Thank you. Nice stuff. The Yardbirds with Heart Full of Soul. Yeah, as I said, this is the 1960s show. All British guaranteed. Merseybeat discuss. Yeah, well, if it was the Beatles that kick-started the phenomenon that would become the British cultural invasion of America, which in turn would lead to the swinging 60s, it was Liverpool that made and shaped the Beatles, with a little help from Hamburg, of course. I'm a proud Londoner, as you may have guessed, but there is a special place in my heart for that warm and vibrant city of Liverpool on the Mersey. I've got family on the Wirral, and I visited regularly during the decade we're discussing today when I was a kid. And I once had the honour to meet the great Bill Shankly and the entire Liverpool team on Lime Street Station as they were travelling on the same train as us down to London. I think they're playing Watford in the FA Cup. The current Mrs. Brown and I go up to Liverpool as often as possible to enjoy what the city has to offer. We'll be going up there in August. And, of course, that will include time and money well spent in the cavern. Now, although the city is beholden to the Beatles, and if you go up there, you'll see just what I mean, Merseybeat certainly wasn't a one-trick pony. And I suppose if there's one song that cries out Liverpool more than any other, it's not Strawberry Fields, it's not Penny Lane, but it's this.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Quite beautiful. Joey and the Pacemakers, Ferry Across the Mersey, written by Joey Marsden and produced by the great George Martin. Released in December 64 in the UK on Columbia label. Reached number 6 in the States, and curiously only as high as number 8 in the UK. Interestingly, that song, it really has big meaning for me, because in the 60s, when I used to go out to my aunt and uncle in on the Wirral, we used to go to Liverpool on a regular basis, and there were two ferries, the Royal Iris and the Royal Daffodil, and we took those on a pretty regular basis. Status quo, two words that you thought you'd never hear me utter on this show, and indeed, two words I never thought I'd hear me utter either. The band that launched a million bad dad dances, The Quo, have had over 60 chart hits in the UK, more than any other rock band, which is hardly surprising since they've been around for longer than Methuselah. And 22 of these have reached the top 10 in the UK singles chart. And no, I'm not going to list them for you. Perhaps their finest hour was Saturday the 13th of July 1985 when they opened Live Aid at Wembley Stadium with Rocking All Over the World. And a few years after that, in 91, they received a Brit Award for Outstanding Contribution to Music, which is right and proper because they are undoubtedly popular, even not particularly in the Brown household. So I hear you gasp, why today of all days? Well, believe it or not, before the boys began their enduring romance with Denham and Boogie, way back in the summer of love, it was Psychedelia, Velvet and Paisley. And on 5th of January, as The Status Quo, they released their debut single written by the very amiable Francis Rossi, and very good it was too, good enough to reach number 7 in the British charts, and of course we'll hear it in a moment. Rossi, who was living in a prefab in Camberwell at the time, a good morning to Carly and Misha, hope you're having a great day, now living in Bedford, previously in Camberwell. Francis Rossi later said the song, "I wrote it on the bog. I'd gone there, not for the usual reasons, but to get away from the wife and mother-in-law. I used to go into this narrow freezing toilet and sit there for hours and hours till they finally went out. I got 3/4 of the song finished in the Kazi, the rest I finished in the lounge." Oh, bless. Now for something completely different.
don't feel pain. If you were to knock me down, I'd just get up again. I'm the urban spaceman, baby, I'm making out. I'm all about. I wake up every morning with a smile.
I'm the Urban Spaceman, Bonzo Dog's most successful single, released in 1968 and reaching number 5 in the UK charts. Written by the lovely Neil Innes, and he won an Ivor Novello Award in 1968 for the song. And it was produced by Paul McCartney under the pseudonym Apollo C. Vermouth. Great name, great name. Very good morning to Julie. I hope you're well, Cousin Julie. I hope you're having a lovely Sunday morning. Yeah, your mum and dad are regular listeners to the show, and I do hope they're listening in this morning, because the 60s was a very, very big decade for the Brown family. Let's move on. I'm not a great fan of Lulu. I think that as with Cilla Black, she was just a little bit too strident, a little on the shouty side for my tastes. However, like Cilla, she was a big part of British pop in the 1960s, and there is one particular song that she delivers quite beautifully, on top of which it's one of the current Mrs. Brown's go-to karaoke picks. Here we go. Yeah. beautiful, Lulu Tesoro Loved, from that incredibly, powerful 1967 British drama film, which dealt with social and racial issues in the inner city London school, and starring the great, magnificent Sidney Poitier as the lead. Interesting geek fact here. Has the distinction of being the only record by a British artist to reach number one on US charts while not charting in the UK, as it appeared over here only as a B-side to a track called Let's Pretend. There we go. Funny old world, isn't it? Here, Keith. Excellent, the Rolling Stones, 19th Nervous Breakdown, written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richard, released on the 5th of February 1966 over here, and on the 12th of February over there. Hit number two in both the UK and in the States, fifth best-selling song of 1966. And at 3 minutes 56 seconds in length, it's actually considered to be long by the standards of this time. Ooh. What have we next? the mellifluous tones of Acker Bilk with his 1961 perennial number one hit on both sides of the pond, Stranger on the Shore. And this week it's filling in as the introduction to the current Mrs. Brown's Housewife's Choice. And she's picked the oldest track you'll hear today. Recorded at the Great Abbey Road Studios on the 13th of May 1960, our next number has been hailed as the second genuine British rock and roll song to achieve worldwide fame, following Cliff Richard's Move It and preceding the Beatles' I Saw Her Standing There. It's a really good number, hitting number one here in the August of that year. The group were formed in London in the late 1950s, and they preceded David Bowie, Peter Gabriel and Adam Ant in wearing theatrical outfits for their stage shows. And in their case, full pirate costume, and their lead singer went one stage further by adopting an eye patch, and I'm not talking about Dr. Hook. Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, Shaking All Right, that is one cool track. Right, let's go back to Merseybeat, which also included bands from Manchester, including the Hollies and Freddie and the Dreamers. Wayne Fontana founded the Mindbenders in 1963 with Bob Lang, Rick Rothwell and Eric Stewart, later of 10cc fame. They released a number of singles before recording Curtis Mayfield's I think that's six ums, in 1964, and that was their first major hit. And they followed it up with our next track, which hit number two on the UK singles chart in the week of the 25th of February 65, and a very impressive top spot in the States. I love this one.
Let's start.
Yep, Wayne Fontana and the Mayan Benders with the game of love. Yeah, how'd he get that low? Moving swiftly on. As every schoolboy or girl knows, not every Lennon and McCartney song was written by both halves of the dynamic duo, and our next 1960s Playground Pleaser was very much a solo effort by Paul. The duo Peter and Gould, and they enjoyed pretty good success in the mid-60s, particularly in the States, and they kicked things off with our next track. Peter Asher, heard of Peter and Gordon fame, heard this McCartney song and asked Paul if Gordon, he could use it as their debut single. Now, you might think that to ask this of arguably one of the most famous men in the world at the time may sound a little bit cheeky, but at the time, Paul was not only going out with Peter's sister, the lovely Jane Asher, but was actually shacked up with living in the Asher household in Wimpole Street in London. So probably a bit of quid pro quo going on here.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Lovely. Peter and Gordon, World Without Love, hit number one in UK charts for 2 weeks, beginning the 23rd of April, 64. And Paul McCartney wrote that when he was 16 years old. I think our next track needs no introduction whatsoever.
I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love
pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, lazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her mom park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon.
Kinks, of course, in Ray Davis's grumble about Harold Wilson's government high levels of taxation, something it has in common with George Harrison's Tax Man. Sunny Afternoon, it hit the number one spot in the UK singles chart on the 7th of July 1966 and would later appear on their album Face to Face the same year. We're going to hear now from a very special lady, and I know this is going to be a popular choice. You love her, I love her, and I would argue that she was the greatest female singer of the 60s, not only here, but in the States as well. And that's quite a claim when you consider the opposition, of course, Dusty.
Say or do make me want you so. It has nothing to do with the why or the music that's flooding my mind. But never before have I been so sure you're the someone I dreamed I would find. It's the way I'm close to you. It's a feeling so unreal. Somehow I can't believe it's true. The pounding I feel in my heart, the hoping that we'll never part. I can't believe this is real. I close my eyes and count to 10, and when I open them, you're still with me. I close my eyes and count again. I can't believe it, but you're still here.
Oh, what a powerful track. The wonderful, wonderful Dusty Springfield with Clive Westlake's I Close My Eyes and Count to Ten, excuse me, which made it to number four in the UK singles chart in 1968 in August. Excuse me laughing, but my very good friend John Shepherd, Johnny Boy, has messaged me to say, have I stolen his 45 singles? Well, not this time, mate, but when I come and stay next time, I may well pilfer a couple. And just to remind you, this is my last show for a couple of weeks. We're off on our holidays, but I will be back on the 19th of May with a jazz special to celebrate the Sidmouth Jazz and Blues Festival. And Johnny Boy himself, Johnny the Lover, will be joining me on Sunday, May the 26th, and he'll be giving you six of the best, and then he might play you some tunes afterwards. Lovely. Boy, that is one powerful track. Spencer Davis Group, of course, with their mighty, mighty Gimme Some Lovin', written by brothers Steve and Muff Winwood, with Spencer D on co-writing credits as well. And if Muff Winwood is to be believed, and why shouldn't we, they knocked that track out in a rehearsal room at the Marquee in a little over an hour, Stevie Winwood on vocals, and it never fails to amaze me that he was 18 at the time. What a powerful voice for a mere snip of a lad. Hit number two in the UK charts in the week of the 24th of November 1966. And listen to this. It was behind the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations, ahead of Tom Jones' Green Green Grass of Home, the Four Tops' Reach Out, and Manfred Mann's semi-detached suburban Mr. James. What a solid top five that was. If Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, Mrs. Brown's housewife's choice this week, Shaping All Over, provides us with one bookend for this morning's show, then our next number provides the other, as it was first released on the 11th of July, 1969. David Bowie claimed that his final single of the 60s was influenced by the Bee Gees' 1967 international debut, New York Mining Disaster 1941. And having listened to the track a couple of days ago, I can see the link. Just in case you haven't clocked the Bowie song I'm talking about, let me say that it was partly inspired by Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey, and it was rushed out by the BBC to capitalize on the Apollo 11 moon landing as their background music for the coverage of that giant leap for mankind. Yep, that's right.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. Stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can, far above the world. Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do. We'll be right back.
Wow. David Bowie, Space Oddity. What a powerful track that is. And I, because I spend most of these 2 hours sitting on the inside of a pair of headphones, it brings a whole new lease of life to many of the tracks I play. Yeah, Space Oddity reached number 5 in the UK during the week of the 26th of October, 69. It's widely held to be Bowie's breakout single, but it would prove to be his only chart hit for another 3 years. A 1975 reissue would become his first UK number one single. And I think this is ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous. When I was doing a bit of research for the show, I realised that Space Oddity and 1980s Ashes to Ashes and 83's Let's Dance would prove to be his only number ones as a solo UK artist. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Good morning, Val, Auntie Val. I hope you're feeling not too bad. Julie said you've got a touch of the flu. So, hope this great music from the 60s is giving you that tonic you needed. We're going to move on now to one of my favourite bands of the 1960s. And it's a name that comes up quite a lot in the correspondence that I get. Manfred Mann. Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy was originally recorded in 1963 as Doo Wah Diddy, dropping one of the diddies there, by the American group The Exciters. Unfortunately, it's about as exciting as toothache. So let's have the Manfred Mann version, which was released on the 10th of July, hitting the number one spot in the UK and in the US, quite right too.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing,
doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy dum,
tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing,
doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy dum.
She looked good,
looked good,
she looked fine,
looked fine,
she looked good, she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing,
doo-wah diddy.
In my hand, just as natural as can be, singing.
Doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy dum.
We walk on,
walk on
to my door,
my door.
We walk on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I've been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing,
doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy dum.
We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing,
doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy dum.
Well, I'm hurt,
I'm hurt,
she's mine,
she's mine,
I'm hurt,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Together nearly every single day singing,
doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy dum.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing,
doo-wah diddy diddy dum diddy dum.
Well, I'm hurt,
I'm hurt,
she's mine,
she's mine,
I'm hurt,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, 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 oh yeah,
doo-wah diddy.
Brilliant. Manfred Mann, Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy. Mustn't forget that second diddy. Paul Jones, of course, on vocals. Just so you don't think I'm xenophobic, even though this week is an all-British affair, the moratorium doesn't extend as far as songwriters, particularly when their name happens to be Bob Dylan. Written by Dylan and Rick Danko, our next track was originally recorded by Bob Dylan and the band in 1967, but we're going to be listening to a version that got to number 5 over here on the 19th of June 1968, courtesy of the lovely Julie Driscoll, mod icon, with Brian Auger and the Trinity, a groovy organ and a fair amount of distortion. Yep, Brian Auger and the Trinity and Julie Driscoll with Bob Dylan's This Wheel's on Fire. You may recall that Julie Driscoll recorded the song again in the early 1990s with the great Adrian Edmondson as the theme to the BBC comedy series Absolutely Fabulous, Ab Fab. Let's have a track, a 1960s classic, Aren't They All, from the home of British rock, Andover in Hampshire.
show.
So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
Thing, I think I love you. Reg Presley on vocals. What a great name, Reg. Yeah, the Trogs, Wild Thing, released on the Fontana label in here and also on the Atco label. Smash hit, made it to number one in the States and number two over on this side of the pond on the 26th of May 1966. And without remotely wishing to sound like a radio pop presenter, heaven forfend, this was at number five, coming down from number four. Not half. Yep, the Merseys there is Sorrow. Originally the Mersey Beats, and they were a pretty successful Liverpool group, but followed in the footsteps of the Fab Four and Jerry and the Pacemakers. In that, for a while they were managed by Brian Epstein, but like so many bands of that early 60s era, their tenure was brief and they folded in 1965. Out of the ashes came the Merseys. Raised by founding members Tony Crane and Billy Kinsey. Nice track, that. Nice track. Let's have a bit of psychedelic superstar Donovan. And here is the very catchy Sunshine Superman, which was released in the USA through Epic Records in July 1966, hit number one over there. It's often been called the quintessential bright summer sing-along, which is all very good. But due to a contractual dispute, the UK release on Donovan's previous label, Pi, didn't come out until 14th of December, just in time for Christmas. Don't you hate it when that happens?
you through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now,
Donovan with his great Christmas hit Sunshine Superman. I can't go over that. Right, let's move on to the greatest mod band of the 60s, and I'm not talking about The Who, I am talking about Small Faces. Song written by Stevie Marriott and Ronnie Lane, and recorded at the Olympic Studios in London on the 20th 24th of July 1967, hit number three on the charts. It was originally banned by the BBC for overt drug offences, and Marriott and Lane, as innocent as you like, explained to the representatives of that august body, Auntie Bebe, that the title referred to an area of wasteland near Ilford, which was notorious for stinging nettles. According to the Small Vases manager, Tony Calder, they said they put the story out at 10, and by lunchtime the Bebe told them that the ban was off. You just couldn't make it out, could you?
Oh, the bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get on up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
What that be?
Why go to learn the words of
who? What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
That's why the tea is there.
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, beat the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha! It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Lovely Small Faces with Ichiku Park. It is indeed all too beautiful. I can't believe it, but we are about to step into the final quarter of this morning's show, and there's still quite a bit I want to send you away, so let's crack on. Along with the Divine Dusty, if there's one British girl singer who really symbolises the swinging 60s, it has to be the delightful Dagenham Diva, of course, the wonderful Sandy Shaw, bare feet and all. It's a real shame that a Eurovision Song Contest winning puppet on the string is the song most associated with her, because she absolutely hated it. Never once a mince word. She said she hated it from the very first umpah to the final bang on the big bass drum. And she was instinctively repelled by sexist drivel and cuckoo clock tune. Say it as it is, Dusty, and needless to say, we won't be playing that today. Here instead is this piece of joy.
You have a date for your best date tonight. Some distant bell starts chiming now. You wanna see her. You wanna see her. Oh yeah. So you wait and wait. Girl, don't come. The time rolls on, those minutes fly by. You wanna go, but just too tired. You wanna see her. You wanna see her. Oh yeah. So you wait and wait. Girl, don't come. You've been stood up, tears fill your eyes. Oh, oh. You hurt inside. You wanna die. Oh, oh. You have a date for your best date tonight. Some distant bell starts chiming nine. You wanna see her. You wanna see her. Oh yeah. So you wait and wait. Girl, don't come. You've been stood up, tears fill your eyes, oh, oh. You hurt inside, you wanna die, oh, oh. You wanna see her, you wanna see her, oh yeah. So you wait and wait. Girl, don't come, girl, don't come, girl, don't come.
Lovely. Sandy Shaw, Girl Don't Come, from 1964. Beautiful track, beautiful singer. In 1969, a scratch band was put together by Pete Townsend and Who's manager Kit Lambert in an attempt to showcase the talents of drummer and singer John Speedy Keane, guitarist Jimmy McCulloch, who later joined Wings, and jazz pianist Andy Newman. Written by Speedy, our next track made to number one in UK on the 2nd of July 1969 and stayed there for 3 weeks, holding off Elvis Presley's In the Ghetto in the process. Hurrah! Hurrah for Britain! Townsend produced the single and played bass under the pseudonym Bijou Drains. Nice moniker, Governor. The band didn't last much longer than your average Mayfly, but Left Behind, wow, this is one stonking track. Lovely. Thunderclap Newman with Something in the Air. John Speedy Keane on drums and singing. Guitarist Jimmy McCulloch, Andy Newman, Andy Thunderclap Newman on piano, and Bijou Drains, a.k.a. Pete Townsend, on bass. What a great track. And if memory serves me correct, that was the first Mrs. Brown's housewife choice right back in my previous stint in 2018. Right, let's move on. A few tracks left to go. We're running out of time. This is written by Tony and McCauley and John McLeod. It's not often you can say our next track was written in the Soho pub where Karl Marx wrote Das Kapital, but such is the case. The Foundations were a multiracial British soul band, also did the lovely Build Me Up Buttercup. This track was released on Pi, hit number one on the 14th of November 1967. 2 weeks at number two in the US. Here we go. Lovely. Foundations, Baby, Now That I've Found You. What a smashing track that is. Our next track was written by Benny Benjamin, Gloria Caldwell and Sol Marcus for Nina Simone. Eric Burden would later say of the song, it was never considered pop material, but somehow it got passed on to us and we fell in love with it immediately. Well, I'm not surprised. Here's the Animals splendid cover from November 1964.
Understand me now. Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. Sometimes it seems that and then you're bound to see my other side. Understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. And that's one thing I never mean to do. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Yeah, the Animals with Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, and here's the Zombies with Time of the Season.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Like me, has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
There we go, the Zombies of Time of the Season. Lovely, lovely vocal by Colin Blunston there. I'm afraid we're running out of time. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Just about time for our final track. A thumping cover of the Rolling Stones' Out of Time.
Still mad. You're out of touch, my baby. My old fashioned way. I said, baby, 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 you're out of style. Well, baby, 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 you're out of style. I said, up your social world. You can't come back, be the first in line. Oh yeah, you're obsolete, my baby.
There we go, Chris Farlow. What a rendition of the Rolling Stones' Out of Time there. And we are indeed out of time. And it's time for me to go. I hope you enjoyed this. Hold on. No, it's not. No, it's not. Do you really think I'd do a show solely dedicated to 1960s British artists without playing the world's greatest band?
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to. Get better.
Together now.
Time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now is the time to yield a sigh.
yield it, yield it.
Now is the time to wend our way until we meet again some sunny day. Goodbye.
Yeah, it really is time to go. And to paraphrase Millicent Martin, that was the decade that was. It's over. Let it go. And here are the 60s funniest fellows, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, to send us on our merry way. I hope you enjoyed this morning my choice of just a few of the great British hits that graced the 1960s. And sadly, that's me done for a couple of weeks now as I'm off to the jolly old Med. But I'll return on the 19th of May with a Jazz and Blues special, and I want you to promise that you'll be good while I'm away. And believe me, I'll know if you've been naughty. So until then, have a super Sunday, a fantastic fortnight, and keep the faith till I come home. Hasta la vista, baby.
That rhythm away with its wonderful melodies.